The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
BHP has just introduced a new policy which allows the mining company to search bags, rooms and vehicles of their workers in a bid to combat sexual harassment on sites, following reports of a spate of sexual assaults revealed by the West Australian. But critics say the move could lead to further abuse. Joining me now is the Western Mine Workers Alliance spokesperson, Greg Busson. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Ben.
And so how do you and your members feel about this new policy from BHP?
A bit overawed at the moment with the complete lack of consultation that's taken place, and actually confused about what the intent of the searches are.
And so it seems as though BHP is doing it to crack down on this issue of sexual assaults on remote mine sites. They introduced the drink limit to do that, and it seems as though the searches are in relation to that, to stop people bringing grog onto mine sites. Is that a bad thing?
Well, the policy actually doesn't say that. The policy states that BHP village management, security or delegates may conduct searches of village rooms, residence belongings or vehicles of BHP employees and contractors on a random basis. It doesn't actually limit to what they can do. There's been no consultation with the workforce. Plus, employees have also been told that if they don't agree to the new changes, that they'll withhold their accommodation from them, which leaves me wondering where they think their duty of care to their workforce is. If in a remote location by the Pilbara, they're going to stop people having a room.
Mm. And now the Western Mine Workers Alliance fears that it could lead to further abuse. How do you think that could be the case?
Well, through evidence that's been given at the parliamentary inquiry into sexual assault, it's coming out loud and clear that a lot of women, even some men, don't feel safe at certain areas of sites and the camps. They don't feel safe, and the one true haven they had was their room. Now they're going to have people randomly searching their room. We don't know we don't know the rules of the search, who has to approve them, who else is present when a search is done, will the owner of the personal belongings be present, what training the people have. And we just think that it's another tool that people with the wrong inkling could use to pressure people, and females especially, into doing things that they wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, right. So you think in a worst-case scenario, this could actually backfire and create more problems for women on mine sites?
Yeah, well, it just takes away, some of these women, all they've got there is their sanctuary of their room. We understand that BHP and that supply the room, so they've got an legal obligation or legal right to search the room, but personal belongings are something different. And to bring this in by stealth, by withholding people's accommodation to have an open slather to searching someone's property is a step too far, in our opinion.
Mm. Well, some people would say, if you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to hide. But is there more to it than that?
Well, it's just, you can read into it what you want, but there's a potential we haven't seen any policy attached to this, as I said before, how the searches are going to be conducted, what training, who's present. But, it's got the potential where it could be used another pressure point of people in power over some of the members of the workforce. There's an opportunity that may open up to theft, and also could also lead to some planting of evidence. So all those sort of things are some things that our members are greatly concerned about, and also the fact that these people are away from their families, they're away from their room. The one sanctuary they had was their room and their personal belongings, and now that's not sacred anymore either.
Mm. And when it comes to, tackling issues like the safety of women on mine sites, what do you think the Western Mine Workers Alliance would like to see from the big mining companies to improve the situation?
Well, we put a raft of recommendations into parliamentary inquiry. We think, there needs to be, at least we think that there should be an independent body that investigates claims of sexual assault and sexual harassment, should be taken away from the companies, be a transparent, open forum that people can report stuff without ramifications of it being used against them at a later date. We see some upgrades to security and proper training for security and staff about how they handle sexual assaults and that on site. Also, we also think that there should be some on-site mental health assistance available, independent from the company, that can be sourced by people when they need it and without and in a confidential manner.
Mm. And so when a company like BHP introduces something like this, which you say was done without as much consultation as you would have liked, does it give you confidence that it's being brought in for the right reasons, or are there some doubts that creep in?
Yeah, I just think it's typical BHP, it seems, at the moment, that they'll just put in what they want, no consultation, just bring it in to try and you know, lower in, that, you know, you mitigate some of the things, but they're not looking at the big picture. They should be beefing up how they report, how they deal with sexual assaults and sexual harassment on site, to deal with those issues and put a proper process in place instead of putting in restrictions on people as their first port of call.
Mm. And so what happens now, Greg? Is there really much recourse for workers, or is it just another thing that FIFO workers will just have to suck up?
No, we'll be seeking legal advice on it and taking it through from there. We'll be raising it with the appropriate authorities because, as I understand it, even if a police department, they've got a policy they've got to follow too if they want to do searches too. So it shouldn't be just open slather and that you have to sign away your rights in order to get a room. You know, we ask for proper consultation with the workforce, take into account their views and come up with something that's bit far better than this.
Mm. So you think it's possible that you could launch a legal challenge to the search policy?
Oh, we'll get the appropriate advice and see where it heads. We need to support our members and take their concerns on board with about their invasion of privacy and stuff like that. So we'll definitely seek legal advice on what can and can't be done.
Mm. We'll be watching it all very closely. Western Mine Workers Alliance spokesperson Greg Busson, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the West Live today.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much.